This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Well, with a Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can find options that fit your budget and potentially lower your bills. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The American Airlines Advantage Business Program is changing the way companies book travel and get rewarded. Designed for fast-growing businesses, the program makes it easy to earn rewards. And it's free to join. Your company earns one Advantage mile for every dollar spent on business travel booked anywhere with American. Use these miles to help offset future travel expenses, transfer to employees, and more. You'll also gain access to a suite of tools to streamline travel management, including the ability to view employee activity, manage trip credits, and report with ease. And it's a win-win. Travelers can earn additional loyalty points on top of what they already earn through the Advantage program, helping them reach status faster. Earn more on business travel you're already taking with the American Airlines Advantage Business Program. Register today at aa.com/AdvantageBusiness.
This is the December 6th, 2025 news edition of the Let Freedom podcast. Jeremy has our details, so let's kick it over to him.
Here's the news. The Donald J. Trump administration has moved the war on drugs into a full-on maritime offensive. In recent months, U.S. naval and military forces have struck multiple boats off the coast of Venezuela, vessels identified as drug smuggling targets, and the administration has openly declared a campaign to hunt down narco traffickers before they can deliver deadly fentanyl and cocaine to American streets. According to U.S. officials, the strikes target members of criminal organizations the administration now treats as narco-terrorists. At least one strike reportedly killed six people aboard a speedboat allegedly carrying illegal cargo, while earlier operations have similarly destroyed vessels and eliminated suspected cartel operatives. The White House calls this campaign a necessary escalation, a show of force meant to dismantle drug trafficking networks and stop mass drug flows, not just arrest traffickers after the fact. Supporters argue this is the kind of tough, preemptive action America needs. Decades of catch and release, border-only enforcement, and domestic policing have failed to stop the flow of fentanyl, meth, and heroin. By striking cargo boats outside U.S. waters before drugs hit the border, the administration aims to dismantle supply lines. From their view, this isn't about war with Venezuela, it's about defending American lives, sovereignty, and communities. For families battered by overdose deaths and drug addiction, the message sells. Cut the supply at the source. Conservative lawmakers and officials argue the country cannot continue to treat drug traffickers as criminals who must wait for arrest, when they act like terrorists spreading death. The administration has reportedly redefined cartel groups as terrorist organizations, giving the military broader authority to act overseas. For many, that's long overdue. Even with critics raising questions about legality and international norms, supporters say the urgency justifies bold action. Mexico, Colombia, and other transit countries have long been unable or unwilling to crack down on traffickers effectively. That leaves the U.S. with little choice if it's serious about stopping drug deaths and cartel violence. The strategy: project power. Let traffickers know there is nowhere to hide. Still, this move is not without risk. Legal experts warn that striking boats in international waters without a broad congressional authorization blurs the line between law enforcement and war. The concern is especially acute when alleged cartel members are killed without trial. Critics call this extrajudicial killing. Supporters call it necessary lethal force in a war against narco-terror. That debate, they argue, is precisely why cartels long thrived, because enforcement was chained by legal constraints and bureaucratic inertia. Furthermore, there's danger of mission creep. Once the U.S. military shifts from drug interdiction to aggressive naval operations near Venezuela, pressure quickly mounts for expanded operations, maybe even strikes on land, or deeper intervention if interdiction fails. Critics warn this could entangle America in a long, undefined conflict with regional consequences. Supporters counter, "We already lost trillions in failed nation building. This isn't about empire, it's about securing our border, our streets, and our people." This naval offensive also puts blunt pressure on the Venezuelan regime and its cartel allies. For years, some traffickers operated with near impunity under state protection or blind eyes. The message now is clear. If you help poison America, your boat or your life may be next. For conservative voters who view immigration policy and border security as national security issues, this marks a return to deterrence, strength, and accountability. Not excuses, not soft enforcement. What to watch next? Whether the Trump administration expands this naval campaign, using it not just to stop drug boats, but to weaken Venezuelan cartel infrastructure at large. How Congress reacts, whether lawmakers demand transparency, oversight, or push back on the use of military force without formal war declarations. Whether cartel activity funnels toward land routes instead, and if the strategy actually reduces fentanyl supply and overdose rates. And how American allies in Latin America respond, especially nations being pressured by cartel networks. Bottom line. The U.S. has shifted from chasing drug shipments to hunting down their suppliers on the high seas. This administration's aggressive boat strike campaign off Venezuela marks a clear break from decades of soft enforcement. It's force over foot dragging. For many Americans tired of deadly narcotics flooding the country, this feels like a decisive turn toward results. For critics, it represents a dangerous expansion of military power under the guise of law enforcement.
Thank you to Jeremy for that breakdown, and thanks to listening to the Let Freedom Podcast December 6, 2025 breakdown. We'll see you guys in the next one. Listen tomorrow, where we've got some interesting topics in our full episode.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Well, with a Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can find options that fit your budget and potentially lower your bills. Try it at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.